Well, hello, and welcome to Ask Allie, your go-to source for some amazing life advice with a metaphysical twist. I'm Allie, the host of the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts. That's right, since 2005, I've been helping people just like you navigate the mystical world of self-discovery, spiritual growth, and exploration. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and I'm so excited you're tuning in to give me a listen. If you love this episode and want to learn more, please head over to outofbodyecstasy.com. There you'll find many resources and information, including how to book a reading with me. And don't forget, if you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and give this episode a five-star rating, leave a review, or share it with three friends. Together, we can create a community of like-minded spiritual individuals working toward creating a better life for ourselves and others. We are on season 19. This is episode number 13, and happy Earth Day. I hope everyone's doing their part to keep the Earth sustainable for many years down the road. Tuesday, tomorrow, we have full moon in Scorpio. So make sure you get your intentions and put them in on a windowsill with maybe a crystal on top of it to help you take your intentions into reality. And on Thursday, Mercury retrograde ends. Yay! I'm very excited for that happening. Menopausal women, don't forget, if you have a low libido, head over to thepassionzone.com and I can help you over there. Now, for the magical item of the week, we've got peppermint, which is an essential oil. The planet it represents is Mercury, the element of air. Magical influences is conscious mind and purification. As long ago as time of the Roman writer Pliny, the scent of peppermint was used to rouse the conscious mind. It is still powerful for this purpose. The aroma of peppermint also halts negative thoughts, temporarily divorcing you from their effects. As with most stimulating scents, peppermint should not be used at night unless you don't mind staying up well past your bedtime. The aroma of peppermint is also useful for self-purification rituals. Inhale with visualization. To purify a room or an entire building, gather fresh bunches of the herb and place in jars of water at various intervals. And again, that's peppermint oil. You can see the little card I made up for it at the site, outofbodyecstasy.com. Now let's move forward for the Oracle card overview of the week of April 22nd, 2024. I forgot to grab myself a deck. There we go. I want to welcome all the new listeners while I'm setting this up. Welcome, welcome to Ask Allie. I've been doing this. Well, this is year 19. I've been doing Ask Allie. It's been a long time. I love doing it. I never edit my podcasts. Life is messy. So, I do this podcast messy. It's just the way it goes. So there's a lot of things in the background you might hear. I've got 14 cats and a dog. You might hear them. And of course, Kyle is home now that he's out of the Navy. So a lot of things going on at the Allie Thies household. Now, the deck I'm using is Denise Lin's Sacred Traveler Oracle Cards. And if you would like to see a picture of the cards that I'm about just to draw, please visit this episode's post at outofbodyecstasy.com. All right. So let's see where we're at. I feel like, that game, I forget what it was called, but it was all, we would always say, no whammy, no whammy. I don't remember the name of the show anymore. It's not Deal or No Deal. Oh God, because I can see the board and I can see the whammy. You'd hit a button and this light would go around the board and stop. You just wanted not to get a whammy. If any of you knows what that is, let me know. I forget the name of it. Email me at alliethies@yahoo.com. Just let me know what the name of that game show was. Okay, so let's pick some cards here. We got card number one. Card number two and card number three. See what they have to tell us. Put that back there. This is good. All right. Interesting. Okay, so this week goes right along with the energy I drew for the Mystical Minds group I'm in. And the first card here, which is for today, Monday, and tomorrow, Tuesday, is protected by angels. You are cherished by the angels. Well, thank goodness that they're around helping us. You can call them angels, you can call them light beings, call them whatever you want, but they're around us. They're always around us, protecting us, trying to keep us safe, trying to stop us from doing something stupid. But if you want them to really intervene in something, you have to call for them. You have to ask for their help. Angels, help me get through the test I have today. Angels, help me deal with this discussion I need to have, and that everything turns out smooth. Angels, please protect me as I'm, driving to work today. Because the big thing about Monday and Tuesday, especially with these beings helping us and protecting us, Monday and Tuesday is a lot of red energy, which fuels aggression, anxiety, depression. But on the flip side, it also fuels passion and manifestation. It's all how you use the energy, right? But the frustration and the anger and the anxiety and the depression, that's very easy for all of us to succumb to Monday and Tuesday. So that's why we're protected by angels. Wednesday and Thursday, I drew the card Traveling Lightly. Simplify your life, and Lord knows I need this. Don't say yes to anything on Wednesday and Thursday. Instead, see what you can cut out of your life. Cut out an obligation. Me, I have far too many obligations, because I piled everything on this year. This is a year to move forward. This is a year to get stuff done. So I'm trying to learn as much as I possibly can. It's causing some sleepless nights, but I'm absorbing information like a sponge, so that part's good. So simplify your life Wednesday and Thursday. And then we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The card for that is Ascending the Mountain. Keep going forward. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you might run into some roadblocks. Ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this? What good is this? Should I even continue? Yes, just keep continuing. This is ascending the mountain part. We're all going uphill. We're not going to like it. But before you can go downhill and things are smooth, you got to go uphill. So trudge through it. I'll be trudging through it. You'll be trudging through it. But you know what? Eventually we'll get to the top. We always do, right? So to reiterate, Monday and Tuesday, we are protected by angels. Wednesday and Thursday, it's simplifying our life. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it is ascending the mountain. Keep going forward. And again, if you want to see the pictures of these cards that I just drew, please visit this episode's post at outofbodyecstasy.com. All right. So moving forward, let's go for the topic this week, which is navigating spiritual awakening, embracing the shift. So we're jumping into a fascinating and challenging topic, I feel, spiritual awakening. If you're on a journey of awakening or suspect you may be, stay with me. Let's go through this topic, because we're going to talk about guidance, common signs, and some tips for coping with the experience. Spiritual awakening is often described as a profound shift in consciousness. It's a journey that takes you from the familiar and mundane to the expansive and the unknown. It's a process where you start to see the world with new eyes, noticing connections and patterns that were once hidden. Sometimes it's triggered by a significant life event, like loss, trauma, or even a joyous experience, like marriage or moving into a new home. Other times, it arises from a deep, inexplicable yearning for something greater. During a spiritual awakening, the physical and spiritual boundaries can seem to blur. Blur, allowing you to connect with a higher level of consciousness. It can be exhilarating and disorienting as you question what you thought you knew about life, existence, and your place in the universe. So, how can you tell if you're experiencing a spiritual awakening? Here are some of the common signs. You have heightened sensitivity. You may become more sensitive to energy, emotions, and physical sensations. This could manifest as a more profound empathy for others, heightened awareness of your surroundings. For instance, you might be moved to tears more easily or overwhelmed by crowds and noise. Questioning reality. A hallmark of spiritual awakening is the urge to question everything. You might start to wonder about societal norms, religious beliefs, and even your own values. This can lead to confusion, but it's also an opportunity for growth and transformation. Synchronicities. Do you notice patterns or coincidences that seem too uncanny to be random? These synchronicities can signify that you're aligning with the universe's flow. It could be something as simple as seeing the same numbers repeatedly or encountering people who seem to guide you toward new insights. A shift in relationships. As your consciousness evolves, so do your relationships. You may find that certain connections feel more harmonious while others become more strained. It's common for people to drift apart during a spiritual awakening as you seek those who resonate with your new frequency. And a deep desire for purpose. A spiritual awakening often ignites a solid desire for purpose and meaning. You might question your career path, relationships, or other life choices. This urge can lead you to explore new passions or redefine your goals. Spiritual awakening can be a roller coaster of emotions and experiences. And from me, Allie, sitting right here, hell yeah, has been a roller coaster of emotions and experiences. Here are some strategies to help you cope with the journey. 1. Ground yourself. Grounding is essential with all the energy shifts happening. Spend time in nature, whether walking in the park or hiking in the mountains. You can also practice mindfulness, meditation, or yoga to stay centered amidst the turmoil. When I'm in the forest, I like to hug trees. I am a tree hugger from way back when. I absolutely love it. If you still eat red meat also grounds you, and so do any of the stones that resonate with the root chakra, like bloodstone, for instance. That can help ground you as well. 2, find your tribe, which is a supportive community like Mystical Minds, can make a huge difference. Seek out like-minded individuals who understand what you're going through. This can be through spiritual groups, online communities, or even close friends who share your interests. The sense of belonging can help alleviate feelings of isolation. 3, embrace change. Huh, and you got to, man. Change is inevitable during spiritual awakening. You might experience shifts in your beliefs, habits, or your physical body. Rather than resisting, try to embrace these changes as part of your growth. Each shift is bringing you closer to your authentic self. Practice self-care. The awakening process can be intense, so taking care of yourself is crucial. Ensure you get enough rest, eat nutritious food, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Don't forget to nurture your body, mind, and spirit. Seek guidance. If you feel overwhelmed or lost, don't hesitate to seek guidance. Spiritual mentors, energy workers, or even a therapist who specializes in spiritual growth can offer valuable insights and help you navigate the complexities of awakening. Spiritual awakening is a journey, a unique journey for each individual. There is no such thing as one-size-fits-all approach to experiencing it. The key is to remain open, patient, which I know is a big ask, and compassionate with yourself. It's okay to feel unsure or even scared at times. Trust the process and know that you're not alone on this journey. I want to thank you for hanging out with me here at Ask Allie. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. The more people who listen equals the more people I can help have their aha moments. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for even more tips, tricks, and inspiration. And last, but certainly not least, if no one's told you today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Take care of yourself and have a magical week. I'll catch you next time. Feeling isolated or ridiculed for your spiritual beliefs can be deeply painful. At Mystical Minds, you'll find a welcoming community where your unique journey is understood and honored. Dive into the world of exclusive resources like intention grids, personalized weekly card pulls, and early access to powerful crystals, all while connecting with fellow seekers in our monthly online chats and webinars. Say goodbye to doubt and embrace a supportive space where being different is your strength. Click the link in the show's notes to learn more about Mystical Minds and join us to begin your mystical journey of growth and acceptance.